Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Most Managers Fail: The Three Fatal Mistakes Killing Your Team. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. Most managers spend 80% of their time on tasks that aren't actually their job, and it's absolutely killing team performance. Today, I'm going to reveal what managers should really focus on and why this shift changes everything. Let's start with the fundamental question: what is a manager's real job? Here's the truth most people miss. Your job isn't doing the work. Your job is removing obstacles so others can do theirs. Real management equals enabling, coaching, and clearing the path. Think of yourself as the conductor of an orchestra, not a solo performer. The conductor doesn't play every instrument. They create the conditions for beautiful music to emerge. So what should managers stop doing immediately? Stop micromanaging daily tasks and checking every email. Stop being the bottleneck by requiring approval for everything. Stop solving problems your team should solve themselves. When you do these things, you're not managing. You're stealing growth opportunities from your people. Let me share a story about Sarah, a marketing manager I coached. She spent hours reviewing every single social media post. Her team waited days for approvals while campaigns stalled and opportunities slipped away. But when Sarah shifted to setting clear guidelines and trusting her team, something magical happened. Campaign output doubled in 1 month. Her team didn't just work faster. They worked smarter because they finally owned their results. This brings us to the shift that changes everything. You must move from doing to enabling. Ask, "How can I help?" instead of "Let me do it." Remember, your success isn't measured by your individual output anymore. It's measured by your team's success. When they win, you win. When they grow, you grow. Here's your actionable takeaway for this week. Identify one task you're currently doing that your team could handle. Set clear expectations around it, then step back and let them own it completely. Watch what happens when you stop being the ceiling on their potential. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.